Our Lady came to Fatima, Portugal in 1917 to tell the world that if the Pope, in a public ceremony with all of the bishops, consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart, the world would be granted an air of peace. If not, Russia would spread her errors, causing wars, famine, persecutions of the church, and various nations will be annihilated. The request from Our Lady, as it was requested, has never been done. As a result, the 20th century proceeded with communism, which is the errors of Russia, spreading in various parts of the world, killing almost 100 million people, and now threatens to take over the world. What we are going through is communism setting the stage for a global takeover under a one-world government. And the only thing that can stop it is the consecration of Russia by the Pope and all the bishops in a special ceremony. The Vatican claims that this has already been done by Pope John Paul II in 1984. But St. John Paul II consecrated the world and did not mention Russia. Those who hold to this view say that that was good enough, and that Sister Lucy, the Fatima seer, said it was accepted. We'll get into that later. But a consecration to the world without at least mentioning Russia was never asked for. And when Pius XII consecrated the world, Sister Lucy said in an interview, "Not the world, Russia, Russia." Why would John Paul's be any different? But first, let's examine some facts. Our Lady said to the Fatima children in 1917, "I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first five Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, and various nations will be annihilated." Our Lady then goes into the third secret, and after that says, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world." In October of that year, God performed the miracle of the sun in front of 70,000 witnesses, including many skeptics, such as the reporter from the Freemasonic newspaper Oseculo, in order to show the importance and authenticity of the Fatima message. In 1929, Our Lady appeared to Sister Lucy, the only living Fatima seer, and said, "The moment has come in which God asks the Holy Father to make, in union with all of the bishops of the world, the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart, promising to save it by this means." On August 31, 1931, our Lord himself appeared to Sister Lucy and expressed his displeasure, saying, "Make it known to my ministers that given they follow the example of the King of France in delaying the execution of my command, they will follow him also into misfortune." So what does the King of France have to do with this? Our Lord was referring to his command through St. Margaret Mary Alacoque to the King of France that he consecrate his kingdom to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The kings chose to ignore his command. 100 years to the day, France formed the National Assembly, and the king lost his head. Many have interpreted this to mean that the popes have 100 years to make the consecration. That means they have until 2029 or 2031. In 1936, Father Gonsalov asked Sister Lucy, "Should I still insist on the consecration of Russia?" She replied, "Should you insist? I don't know. Recently I was speaking with our Lord and asked him why he would not convert Russia without the Pope doing the consecration. Jesus replied, 'I want my whole church to recognize that consecration as a triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so that later on it will put the devotion of the Immaculate Heart beside the devotion of my Sacred Heart.'" On October 24th, 1940, Sister Lucia was ordered by one of her spiritual directors, the Bishop of Gurza, to write to the Pope and ask for the consecration of the world with a special mention of Russia. She writes, "In several intimate communications, our Lord has not stopped insisting on this request, promising lately to shorten the days of tribulation, which he has determined to punish the nation for their crimes, through war, famine, and severe persecutions of the church and your holiness, if you will consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary with a special mention of Russia, and order that all bishops of the world do the same in union with your holiness." In 1942, Pope Pius XII consecrated the world with several bishops, but did not mention Russia. In 1943, Sister Lucy said in two separate letters, quote, "He, Jesus, promises the end of the war shortly in answer to the act of consecration made by His Holiness, but since it was incomplete, the conversion of Russia will take place later." World War II ended in 1945. In a 1946 interview, Sister Lucia made it clear a consecration of the world was not what Our Lady was asking for. Quote, "What Our Lady wants is that the Pope and all the bishops in the world shall consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart on one special day. If this is done, she will convert Russia and there will be peace. If it is not done, the errors of Russia will spread throughout every country in the world." The Virgin Mary appeared to Sister Lucy in 1952 and said, "Make it known to the Holy Father that I am always awaiting the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. Without the consecration, Russia will not be able to convert, nor will the world have peace." A few months later, Pope Pius XII consecrated Russia privately without the bishops. Father Umberto, in 1982, asked Sister Lucy if a consecration of the world was ever asked for. She said, "No, Father Umberto, never. At the COVID era in 1917, Our Lady had promised, 'I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia.' In 1929 at Tui, as she promised, Our Lady came back to tell me that the moment had come to ask the Holy Father to consecrate that country, Russia." Concerning John Paul II's 1982 consecration of the world, Sister Lucy said, "In the act of offering of May 13, 1982, Russia did not appear as being the object of consecration, and each bishop did not organize in his own diocese a public and solemn ceremony of reparation and consecration of Russia. Pope John Paul II simply renewed the consecration of the world executed by Pius XII on October 31, 1942. From this consecration, we can expect some benefits, but not the conversion of Russia." She concluded, "The consecration of Russia has not been done as Our Lady had demanded it. I was not able to say it previously because I did not have the permission of the Holy See." In a 1985 interview, Sister Lucy was asked if the Pope fulfilled the request of Our Lady when he consecrated the world in 1984. Sister Lucy replied, "There was no participation of all the bishops, and there was no mention of Russia." She was then asked, "So the consecration was not done as requested by Our Lady?" To which she replied, "No. Many bishops attached no importance to this act." On July 20, 1987, Sister Lucia was interviewed quickly outside her convent while voting. Here she told journalist Enrico Romero that the consecration of Russia has not been done as requested. In 1989, Father Macias Kilho reveals that Sister Lucy and others have received an anonymous instructions from an unidentified person in the Vatican stating that she and the others must now say that the consecration of Russia was accomplished on March 25, 1984, even though she had previously stated that that event did not accomplish the consecration. August through November, 5 computer-generated and typewritten notes and letters supposedly signed by Sister Lucy suddenly appeared, contradicting her previous statements that the consecration of Russia has not been done. In 1990, Sister Lucy's blood sister, Carolina, reveals that Sister Lucy does not know how to type. Why would the Vatican do such a thing? Because it's overran by Freemasons and Communists, and they don't want the consecration. It is clear from these quotes from Sister Lucia, who is the only expert on the consecration of Russia, that the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary has not been done. Therefore, Russia has spread her errors all over the world, and we do not have peace. But Our Lady promises us that the Pope will consecrate Russia, and we will have peace. So if you want to do something about this situation, pick up a rosary and pray for the consecration to happen, and do the first 5 Saturdays devotion. Then hopefully we can have the ear of peace sooner rather than later. Now, I want to briefly touch on a recent claim made by a prominent Catholic apologist and theologian that the consecration was accomplished by Pius XII with the consecration of the world in 1942 and the consecration of Russia in 1952. Sort of the two together completed the consecration. Now, I watched all 4 episodes of The Meaning of Catholic on this subject, 3 of which featured him presenting and defending his theory, and I'm basing this on that information. I have not bought and read his book. He says that the deal was changed from a consecration of Russia to a consecration of the world with a special mention of Russia, and I'll do my best to present his theory. Again, on October 24, 1940, Sister Lucy was ordered by one of her spiritual directors to write the Pope and ask for the consecration of the world with a special mention of Russia. She writes, "In several intimate communications, our Lord has not stopped insisting on this request, promising lately to shorten the days of tribulation, which he has determined to punish the nations for their crimes through wars, famine, and severe persecutions of the Holy Church and Your Holiness, if you will consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary with a special mention of Russia, and order all the bishops of the world to do the same in union with Your Holiness. In 1942, Pope Pius XII with the bishops consecrate the world, but they don't mention Russia. In two letters from Sister Lucy in 1943, she writes, "He promises the end of the war shortly in answer to the consecration made by His Holiness, but since it was incomplete, the conversion of Russia will take place later." Then Pius XII consecrates Russia in 1952 without the bishops. He says the fact that Sister Lucy says in her letter, "The war will end soon," meaning World War II, means that the era of peace promised with the consecration of Russia began with the end of World War II, as a result of the consecration of the world in 1942, and the conversion of Russia came, albeit slowly, with the consecration of Russia in 1952. He says that Fatima was about World War II and Soviet communism, and that the conversion of Russia did not necessarily mean conversion to the Catholic faith, and that Russian Orthodoxy was okay. Now, if I have misrepresented his position in any way, I do apologize, but quite frankly, in these interviews, he came across to me as evasive and unwilling to give details and specifics when pressed for sources, and just wanted to give his own interpretation of the events. Now, that may be because he wants to sell his book, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying that I'm giving this based on the information that I got from those interviews. Now, first, I would point out that if the deal was changed to a consecration of the world with a special mention of Russia by the popes and all of the bishops, the 1942 consecration didn't mention Russia, and the 1952 consecration didn't have the bishops. So it still has never been done in the way it was asked for. As far as the promised peace coming in 1945, Sister Lucy said in 1946, What Our Lady wants is that the Pope and all the bishops in the world shall consecrate Russia to Her Immaculate Heart on one special day. If this is done, she will convert Russia, and there will be peace. If it's not done, the errors of Russia will spread throughout the country and the whole world. The Virgin Mary appeared to Sister Lucy in 1952 and said, "Make it known to the Holy Father that I am always awaiting the consecration of Russia to My Immaculate Heart. Without the consecration, Russia will not be able to convert, nor will the world have peace. So no, the promised peace in return for the consecration of Russia did not come in 1945, nor was this strictly about World War II. These quotes prove it. The 1952 quote from Our Lady kills this theory, in my opinion. This cannot be relegated to the mere opinion of Sister Lucy. Our Lady does not speak on her own. Her words must be seen as coming from our Lord Himself. Anything else is not Catholic." Granted, these quotes come before the 1952 consecration of Russia, but that did not include the bishops, a condition that was never changed. This is clear from several quotes from Sister Lucy in the 1980s, such as, "In the act of offering of May 13, 1982, Russia did not appear as being the object of consecration, and each bishop did not organize in his own diocese a public and solemn ceremony of reparation and consecration of Russia. Pope John Paul II simply renewed the consecration of the world, executed by Pius XII on October 31, 1942. From this consecration, we can expect some benefits, but not the conversion of Russia." She concluded, "The consecration of Russia has not been done as Our Lady had demanded it. I was not able to say it previously because I did not have permission from the Holy See." This theory sees the conversion of Russia beginning after the 1952 consecration. This quote proves that Russia had yet to be converted, and that the conversion was dependent on consecrating Russia with all of the bishops. I also find it interesting that she compares the 1982 consecration with the 1942 consecration of Pius XII of the world, saying that we might have some benefit, but that's about it. You're not going to get the conversion of Russia. This is significant because this theory rests very heavily on the 1942 consecration of the world of Pope Pius XII, saying that that's when the peace started. But according to this quote, that really was just some benefit, as Fatima enthusiasts have always said. In the end, I find this theory to make bold claims based on vague quotes that are open to interpretation while downplaying other quotes that clearly refute the theory. The quote from Our Lady in 1952 shows that nothing's really changed up to that point. She's asking for the same thing she asked for in 1929, the consecration of Russia to Her Immaculate Heart, and offering the same result if it's done. Russia will be converted, and the world will have peace. Now, if you believe that the consecration has been done, whether by John Paul II or Pius XII, that's fine. We can still be friends. Just pray the rosary and do the first five Saturdays, and we'll see. I'm open to the idea that the consecration has been done. But as far as I'm concerned, all the evidence says that it hasn't, and I've not seen anything yet to change my mind. Until my next video, God bless.